FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Vectis Radio. It's a lunchtime. We've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Ella. Now comes the moment you want to talk about and the real reason why you're here, and that is mind, body and soul.
Yes, I'm so excited for this event. It has been a grueling process getting it up and running. I just sort of hit the ground running 6 months ago, but secured Northwood House. And mind, body, soul is... To go back... a little bit, I have had the privilege, thanks to my mum, predominantly, that, you know, has opened my eyes up to sort of holistic therapies. And I've, you know, been to different Reiki healers, you know, had my fair share of tarot readings, been to see amazing monk healers, and, you know, in London and in different places as well. So I've been brought up with my eyes open to what's out there, and that isn't always. And then this is not to discourage, you know, function, you know your standard medicine and anything like that, because that's also very, very important. But it's also to open your eyes up to other alternatives and preventative methods that are out there to help you navigate life, navigate the poisons out there, navigate, you know, the difficulties of, you know, going from day to day. So the event is about showing the community on the Isle of Wight and visitors, because we've partnered with Red Funnel. So if anyone's out there that's coming from the mainland, if you're tuning in from Southampton, there's, you know, discounted travel across. But the event is about showing people, showcasing all the different types of businesses that can help you. You know, we've got Tai Chi, we've got yoga, Reiki healers, there's a shamanic workshop happening, and the event has a range of different free workshops that people taster workshops that people can join in when they can, as well as a marketplace, again, people, you know, talking to people, connecting and finding out what's out there on your doorstep. There's so many amazing businesses, and the idea of the event really is just to show people, oh yeah, that, you know, that maybe that's something that could work with my lifestyle. Yeah, I can put an hour a week in to go to see this nutritionist and blah 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 blah, and get me back on track. And
I think there's so many people out there that probably I'm just going to pluck one thing out of the air. I bet there's masses of people that struggle with sleeping.
Yes.
And I would imagine that's something that you can go and speak to somebody about.
Well, it's funny, there's actually, I've got someone doing a talk on creating restful sleep. So we've got a wisdom hour happening on the day. So as well as some workshops, there's talks. And one of the speakers, Alicia Burr, if anyone knows her, she is doing a talk on restful sleep. It's funny you should say that.
So how many other topics can we say that is going to be on the day? I mean, people that might have aches and pains, yeah, get headaches a lot, sleep is a
anxiety,
massive thing. That's a wonderful topic.
It's just I've got a workshop that's happening that's to do with the importance of massage and touch, which is a big thing for, you know, people. You know, you go out, we're human at the end of the day. We need physical touch, whether it's holding someone's hand, rubbing someone's back, like. And you think there's so many people out there who have dementia or are elderly that don't receive that touch that they should have. And so there's an amazing workshop that's happening at the event to talk about, you know, how to help those people that you love, and that can really help their, you know, quality of life, and especially at the end. Is so important. So there's a huge range of things happening, and people, different people out there. That the aim is that you go to this event and you find at least one thing that resonates with you, and that for me is my goal. Like, if I could speak to everyone and go, okay, what was one thing that you took home today, and they, you know, they've met someone who's going to help them on their nutrition, or they've got this new found love for Tai Chi, or maybe they've met someone, because we've got wellbeing walks happening throughout the day. I've got the amazing Isle of Wight Adventure Girls coming. I've got Isle of Wight Ramblers offering two or three different types of walks, And, you know, you can come on your own. You know, loneliness is a huge, huge impact, you know, on people. And, you know, in my life, I've definitely felt loneliness. You know, you wouldn't think so, you know, but maybe by looking at me, I'm a young female, but I have really felt loneliness. And I want people to know that they can come to this event on their own and come, you know, they might come away from meeting someone on a sociable wellbeing walk and found a connection with someone. I mean, how wonderful is that?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I really hope that, yeah, I really hope people really gain at least one thing from this event.
I don't think you're going to squeeze it all in one day.
I know. And I think in hindsight, I should have done a weekend. And maybe that's something I'll look to in the future. Maybe next year is having a double day.
How do people get involved? How do people go? Is it a case of just turn up, or you've got to buy tickets?
Got to get a ticket. And actually, this is really important, that I've got an early bird ticket happening at the minute. And it's closing on Friday night. So if you want a ticket, get a ticket. And it's a bit less. It's £10 for the early bird ticket, or £12.50 after that. But the early bird tickets include a fabulous, and I mean fabulous, prize draw. I've got most of the businesses involved have like donated into this amazing prize draw, from a shamanic drum, if you're into your shamanism, from like £320 to facials, other treatment vouchers, consultations with nutritionists, hampers, what else? There's so many things. Vouchers to spend at the stalls on the day, you know, different workshop vouchers as well. There's so much. So even if you're just nosy, have a look at the page where it's on the ticket page, and you scroll down and there's a load of amazing prizes on there. And it's I think the prize draw is worth just the ticket alone for the chance to win.
I was going to say that, but I thought you better say that. don't want to get into trouble.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, and I think, you know, that part of the prize draw is to help, again, showcase the most amazing businesses that are involved with this event. A huge range of diverse well-being practices and individuals doing what they can to help the community in their own, you know, expertise and things like that.
Fantastic. I mean, I'd say it's happening on the 21st of February. It goes on. Doors open at 9:45. Starts at 10, goes on until 5, and you've got a website, so give us your website.
So it's www.mindbodysoulevent.com. You can also find the website through the Northwood House website as well.
Okay, and so on our website at the moment, it's static and it will remain so until the 21st. So all you've got to do is go to www.vectisradio.com, click on the static link, Mind, Body and Soul. It takes you straight through to the page where you can book your ticket, and you can also have a look at those wonderful prizes as well. And that's they are incredible, aren't they?
I know. I feel like I need to get ticket myself just so I can enter the prize draw and hopefully win something. Yeah, they're just incredible. But you're right, I think with the event I should definitely, it's been a squeeze, like trying to get in and support as many businesses as possible. And you know, maybe next year, if anyone's out there that wants to sponsor the event, you know, please get in touch, and then we can help grow it, and of course your brand would be, have, you know, great exposure and things like that. So yeah, we're always looking for partnerships.
Fantastic. I think it's great. I hope it's a massive success, because I think you put your heart and soul into it.
Yes,
haven't you?
I really have. Yeah, a few tears, but it's been an absolute joy to do, and I'm so excited to support all these people and hope everyone has an amazing time.
So just to recap, 21st of February, 10 till 5. Okay, at Northwood House, but you only have until Friday to book an early bird ticket.
That includes the prize draw. So if you want the prize draw entry, make sure you get an early bird ticket before Friday. Otherwise, it would just be a standard entry ticket on the day.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in, and I hope the event, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful success.
Thank you.
And look forward to seeing more successes in the years to come.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.